Welcome to episode 30. The Brown Bag Podcast. I'm Rose Cranston.
Where we get flirty.
This is
Villanova.
That is
Letty.
This is Maximo. Sorry.
We would have been doing a live.
Yeah.
But just COVID is fucking everything.
Yeah,
yeah, COVID is getting really weird again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
COVID is hella on, like, COVID came, like, if you know when somebody, like, gets sober and then they relapse even harder. Mm. That's what COVID did.
Yeah.
COVID is like every drug addict in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Never thought about that.
More? COVID makes me want to get a girlfriend just for safety purposes. You don't want to, like, be linking with multiple girls.
I saw a study today. I was going to do it on Power, but I'm like, this would be good. It's a bunch of dudes. There's a study that says that guys that are single or brokenhearted a lot, they have higher health risks of getting inflammation and, like, really just dying. Inflammation in the body is, like, the equals some bad shit. It's, like, equals cancer, equals heart strokes, all that bullshit, right? And, yeah, guys that are either brokenhearted a lot or really lonely get that. So I don't
maybe
want that for you.
Maybe it's because, like, a depression triggers something in your brain that something does to your
body.
But
it doesn't happen to girls.
Lowers your defenses.
Like, it's specific to dudes. Because girls, they studied guy and girls that have been in, like, long-term either heartbreak or loneliness, and it's the dudes that get it worse.
Because...
You, Josh?
I'm going out.
Oh.
Well, we know... I feel like we
take some turmeric.
I missed your lonely.
Shout out Akon for making one of the best sad songs ever.
A girl can get sad and then post that she's sad and then have a date in 30 minutes. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, faster. I can do that too.
Like 2 minutes.
No,
A guy.
Girls can go date. Like, they can just be out with their friends. Guys too.
No, yeah, but I think.
They're going to be brokenhearted taking shots.
Yeah. I think girls, for sure, like, it's easier for them to get what they want. Exactly. Not than guys. Unless you're like a Drake. If you're like a Jake, you just put, I'm sad. A million girls are going to DM.
That's all his music.
You know what, though? It's the guys don't even say they're sad.
Yeah.
The girls will be open about it.
Yeah.
The guys are just going to internalize it. That might be the reason.
You know what's crazy? Facts. Guys are pussies. Because I will never be like, I'm sad. I'll post a sad
or
song.
Or I'm heartbroken. I've never heard a dude say, like, damn, I'm heartbroken.
I'll post, like, a sad song. I'll post, like, Love Letter by Moneybag or something. Or I'll go with some super sad shit. You know what I mean? I'll post, like... Daniel Caesar's featuring Kali Uchi, and a bitch would reply like, oh my God, this is my shit. I'd be like, I feel it. I'm going through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
33, how did we get here?
Oh,
hold on. I know we're not supposed to talk about COVID. We're definitely not supposed to talk about COVID. This is like our escape. But I can't find a fucking test, like, appointment for the fucking life of me. I'm trying to do the PCR.
What's the PCR?
Is where you go and then it takes 2 days. Like, even the at-home test.
That one by my house, remember?
Oh, yeah. I need to go by your house.
On your way. But they have one down the street right here.
I don't know, because it's like a tent, like a random tent outside a grocery store.
In the Valley, there's one where it gives you PCR and same-day results.
Free. Can you please send me that?
No, it's free, but the line is huge.
Yeah, the line's crazy, right? Yeah.
What's crazy is, like, it went from, like, the one up by my house, it being lonely and the guy just sending you to come take it, to that fool being super busy around the block
and, like, frustrated
because of, like, a 1 week of, like, the Omarion.
It's the holidays, because we all kicked it together, like, Christmas and New Year's, and then people are now feeling
it. And if anybody gets the sniffles, like, oh, shit, I need a test, a test, you know?
Even the at-home test, Jorge got, he bought, like, 6 from OfferUp. They, like, now they're reselling.
It's $50.
It's a business.
It's a business now. And it's a tranza, so be careful.
I can only imagine rappers panicking about COVID. I'm going to fucking give you a feature for at-home test.
For an at-home test?
That's crazy.
That's low-key dope.
And then I remember when COVID first started, it was like, hey, I have COVID, but don't tell nobody. Like, please don't tell. Everybody was so embarrassed. And now everybody's making TikToks about them having COVID and, like, just being at home and shit like that. Like, it's crazy.
It's a much lighter feeling, I feel like, recently. I mean, for most people, and obviously people lose people to COVID still to this day. But at the beginning, it was like, damn near everybody thought it was like a death sentence, you know, like, for sure. Yeah. So,
because them videos were wild. I remember me and Letty had that conversation where people were just falling in the middle of, like, the market and, like, having crazy seizures. I'd be like, what the fuck? I don't want to catch that.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. We don't want to be the COVID bummer on top. It's everywhere.
No, yeah.
It's on the radio, on the news, social media. Everything is COVID, especially because of LA. All the guidelines and stuff is switching up. Facts. So instead, let's talk about, shout out to the pilot. It was going to Don't You Know I'm Local. Let's start there. The pilot that cheated death twice. This dude crashed onto a railroad track.
In Pacoima.
In Pacoima. And 4 seconds before a train came, the police pulled him out. He beat death twice. That's insane.
Wait, what was the first time he beat death?
He crashed the plane where the Amtrak passes.
Oh, yeah. But he couldn't have died twice, right?
But he could have died. Death. He cheated death
twice. Okay, I'm tripping. Sorry. Because I'm thinking he did it twice. I'm thinking like one time he like avoided death.
He and cheated then death by time. Not crashing, and then he also cheated death by not getting hit by a train.
That's fucking crazy.
And then he also cheated death by surviving the cops in Pacoima.
Yo, the video's crazy. We on
it. Yo, that is insane, actually. That's like when you say like God's shining down on me that day, like.
For real.
He crashed the plane, and then it was like a small plane, so I'm pretty sure that the fall was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine, like, and then the Amtrak's going, like, hella crazy.
He must feel, like, so thankful.
Yeah, the cop cam, you see the train hit the plane. What? And then the cops pull him out.
That shit is so insane. Oh, my
God. Like, you know who, what's his name? Michael Bay is going to recreate that in a movie for sure.
Hilarious.
With Tom Cruise.
Bad Boys 5. The plane train crash.
And low-key, it happened in Pacoima, and it has nothing to do with anything, but it's still, it's like,
it's like, yeah, Pacoima.
It's everybody's going to talk about that. Remember that plane train in Pacoima? Yeah.
Like, you know what's crazy? I was in Pacoima yesterday, and there's a gas station there that has a Baskin Robbins inside, a Burger King, and it's a gas station.
On what street?
It's on...
I think it's on Laurel. Laurel Canyon.
On the 5, right off the freeway.
Lower Canyon.
Hey, but everybody was, but if you know, told out.
Is that Richie like, Valens? What were we doing over there?
So I'm on my way to go meet up with the homies that do a podcast. I want to go do an interview.
Oh, nice.
But I got to run. I take a real bad shit. Oh. And I'm like, fuck, this is the chat's work. There's traffic. I'm like shitting myself. And the homies like, and I'm like, hey, but we got to get off the nearest exit. We go to the, once you get off, there's an Arco, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking. Is that on Arleta, kind of?
Yeah, yeah. It's all right off the 5.
And there's an Arco. Oh, and then we go around it, and there's no fucking bathroom. And I'm like, okay. It says Burger King. So I'm like, go there. And I go, and it's like, it's a gas station, but it's also a Burger King and a Baskin Robbins. So I posted it, and everybody's like, you're in the hood, Fupaka's town, eh?
Be careful.
And I was like, I know where I'm at. I just came to take a shit. I wasn't over here doing some bad shit. But when I was recording, some girl with her kid was like, hey, man, this shit's a trip, huh? Because she heard me what I was saying. Because, bro, like, when I'm like, when you think of a gas station, you think, okay, I've seen the gas station and like an AM/PM at the same time.
Yeah. Are they like sometimes on your way to Vegas, they have like a gas station that's other things? But like randomly in the valley, it makes.
Bro, it's literally, you get a Whopper, some vanilla ice cream, and pump gas, and get some blunts.
Yeah.
You know what? Like a lot of times when it's like a Burger King and a something else, anything mixed with the gas station.
You
like,
don't eat it?
No se me antoja the food. Mm. Because I always think about like how close the gasoline is to the shit, you know, it must have a little bit of different taste. Like, the fries are a little extra smoky. You know what I'm saying?
It's in some valley. In some valley, off of the 5-2, there's a gas station that also sells tacos, like, in the gas station. But then it's also a mechanic. So it's weird. Like, that makes me feel. But it's my dad is that life. Like, he's in the, like, the pick your parts. He's a locksmith. So, like, the tire shops, the glass shops, it's all right there, right? So it's really nothing to him. But I was wondering one day, because it's literally like an open-ass taco with the pinto beans and everything. And it's like the getting their oil changed and then people getting gas.
That's
it's
fire.
Like,
fuck
it. Those are the best spots because there's so much. Because we know they say, like, fool, if you don't have, like, fuck, if you don't have sazon in your food, it's not going to be good. Right. Because if you don't like doing something, it's not going to be good. Yeah. And so I can only imagine, like, a guy like, órale, compa, cuando quieres. Hey, todo ya está ready. And then you feel me? And then I'm pretty sure the taco man is making a killing. Yeah. People are waiting, what, 1 to 2 hours while they're getting oil change?
Yeah.
Fuck, give me a quesadilla asada with a coca and I could cheese me out, you know?
Wait, what do you do, though, if, like, the mechanic is also a taco man?
Facts.
I want to
see.
Yeah,
the same family runs
the
whole
shit.
Washes his
hands
and then goes out. Your car's
almost ready too. Hey, does it? Fucking one of the homies. He is a Latino. He asked me like, "Hey, does it bug you when they grab the shit? Like, you know how some they do it super fast?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Nah."
No.
And he's like, "One time I had to tell him to put a glove on." And I'm like, "Where?" And he's like, somewhere far. I'm like, oh, well, I'm like, most people would like to hear would be like, well, you don't have to eat it. Yeah. But I'm okay with them grabbing the like, you know, super quick, and then they grab the oil and
extra salsón.
Exactly. Nice. I'm telling you. Extra little scab. I ain't mad at the little scab. You feel me? Because I'm like, there's the old paisas. They come from working a good hard work of day of demolition, but got to go. You feel me? Got to go do
my
some.
My grandma never used gloves in her life, and the food is gas every time.
But it's different when it's your grandma and a stranger.
What? But she looks like my grandma.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
I feel comfortable.
Thanks. Did you use the restroom?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I took a shit. I came back out. And then it was lucky dirt back down because you guys, when you go to a gas station bathroom, please, I tell the homies all the time, put the toilet cover seats. Even if you don't, wrap a bunch of toilet paper around there to make sure you don't shit on the shit.
I actually have a question since you're a tagger.
Yes. Do sometimes, I tag on the toilet? Yeah, yes.
Sometimes those toilets are tagged on. So that's fucking gross.
No, not while I'm shitting. Like, after I'm done shitting, I you feel me? Right before I wash my hands, I get my scriber. I catch a tag.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
And then sometimes...
And listen, this is what I do. I wash my hands, spit on my hand, get the dirt from my shoe, and make it there so the tag can stay dark and people can see it. Come on, bro. Tagger. Oh, you Maximo judging me behind camera. Hey, but Maximo used to do that, too.
He knows the life very well.
The scriber is like a...
So it could be like a blade, you know, like...
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, it looks like a blade versus a tag. It's not like a marker. It's like...
Yeah, but some bathrooms are too scribe where, like, you could feel it when you sit down. I'm like, dude, chill. That shit
that's
just
what you did to the next person.
I'm trying to change my life. I'm not scribing on toilets no more. But you know what I mean? But the dude that was walking out right before me, he, like, walked out burping. And then I looked, and he, like, left his Burger King drink there. And I'm like, oh, this shit just dirt backed out. But I'm like.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out the Valley for having a lot of cool shit.
Mm-hmm. I want to know where that gas station is at. Like.
I could probably give
I haven't lived in the Valley in a while, but I love the Valley. The Valley's so, like, special to my heart.
This is super, like, sign up, but it's going to trip you out. Some lady that I know from the homie, I've known her for, like, a year or two. I always see her at the homie Junior's family's party. Mm-hmm. She knew your uncle that passed away.
Oh, shoot.
She was like, hey, Mio, let me talk to you. And it was like, we're at the Hunger Baby Shower on Saturday. Super sign up, sorry again. But she was like, I know Letty's uncle that passed away.
Was it in the Valley?
No. It was in South Central.
Yeah. Damn.
But she was like, I know Letty's uncle that passed away. That and I was like, really? Crazy. She was like, yeah. She, I knew I recognized her, but I couldn't think from where. But super long story. Yeah. It's funny. But she used to be the homie. She's cool as fuck with the homie Junior's mom, but she used to be the homie Junior's dad's, like, ex-girlfriend or something. Yeah. I don't know the stories. Super Latino cheese shit. But it was crazy that she knew your uncle, and she was like, I even went to the car wash, and I'm like, oh, we went too. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's I'm like, small crazy. World.
Yeah, it always trips me out, too. Like, my dad is out there. My dad is out there in these fucking
8 Your dad is in the streets.
And people will come up to him in liquor stores and take pictures with him. And he's like, oh, yeah. He told me that I have to shout out these guys from Pick Your Parts, the octopus one, Pick Your Parts. I'm like, I think one of them name was Omar, Carlos and Omar, I think.
Pick Your Parts and Omar. Yeah.
But I could only imagine my dad just being paisa as fuck, like taking shit apart from a car and people like, hey, tell your daughter we said hi. And I'm just like, I know that makes his day.
That's so dope.
He'll call me. You know he'll do the shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Mija, I have someone here to say hi to you. And I'm like, damn.
I don't want to say hi.
Dile que estás en el radio. Yeah. You guys get that. I'm sure you guys get that.
My mom just randomly, I could hear, like, her having dinner with her friends and be like, oh, si me puedes mandar tu Instagram? And I got to go copy the link and send it to her. She just got to flex real quick. Like, this is what he does for his job.
That's dope.
I'll be watching my mom watch our shit. I'll be like, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, unas partes sí.
Like she gets the mannerisms.
That's yeah.
Dope. That's dope.
Did she watch you telling Cookie that you had a baby?
I don't think she watched that.
Oh, okay.
She was saying that her boss's job, she was kind of like housekeeping, so she was probably just watching Netflix and shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I seen my dad like quickly this weekend, and he's like, hey, saw your podcast. How come you didn't call me?
He was pressed?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on the phone. I'm trying to find this street for you guys.
Stupid.
I'm like, Dad, you would have just called me. Like, I would have called you. You would have cursed me out. And then your heart would have started racing. That's bad for you. Like, he was just like.
It's for your health, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. And then he was just like. We could call your mom, huh?
He pulled that card out.
Yeah.
So you love her more, huh?
Yeah. Shout out, Dad. I love you.
That was funny. I'm trying to find the street. Look. Oh, look. Okay. Oh, Osborne. In Pacoima off Osborne, I believe. But everybody was like, Pacas Town, poo.
Yeah, no, you're in the thick of it if you're on Osborne. Yeah.
Shout out that, though. I'm not gonna cap. I'll eat from that Burger King. From that Burger King.
San Fernando High? I for some reason, I want to know. I want to know where
it's at. Right off the 5.
Yeah, it's pretty close to San Fernando 5.
No, I don't think it's new. It's right off the 5. Somebody was like, it's been there forever.
Damn, I'm tripping.
But yeah, shout out to the Valley for always having.
Shout out to the Valley.
I love the Valley.
How was the podcast you went on?
It was dope. So they do a lot of the, so their podcast is called Platica. You know, for the cuss, for the Edgars, for the corridos. Mm. Shout out to homie. He's been doing that shit for a while. And there's another guy, his name is Yayo TV. He's from the Valley. He's young. He's my age. He, like, reports on shit. Like, so let's say, like, the new chisme for the corridos. Oh, and, like, dope. Oh, they had an argument with this person. And he'll comment on the music. You know what? They both built a platform. And damn, Josh, like your fourth time dropping your phone. And they both play a platform, and they both released albums with just a bunch of local artists that are coming up that the music they like.
Oh, that's and
they,
awesome.
So they're cool as fuck. Oh, shout out Richie and him. Richie from Compton, Yayo's from the Valley, but they're both super into like the corrido scene, and they happen to fuck with me, and said I fuck with them.
That's fire. Shout out Platica.
Yeah. Shout out to Platica.
And so that was your Valley news.
Shout out to A, bro. I love the A1A.
Pull up. Wow.
I love Maximo this love.
Said you're good in A1A.
Yeah, Maximo, appreciate you, G. But I don't know some A1Aters. A1Aters.
Real A1Aters.
I don't know if we want to go into the next one. Or
real quick, do you guys claim Santa Clarita? No, right? Mm-hmm. The Valley doesn't claim Santa Clarita? What about Chatsworth?
Yeah,
Chatsworth. You guys claim that? Okay, yeah, I'm just asking.
Says the girl from Glendale, it doesn't get claimed, but I've been all over the Valley. Glendale gets not claimed by either LA or the Valley.
Well, I think it's either Nella or the Valley, right?
Yeah, it's Nella, which is Northeast LA.
Yeah, shout out to Nella.
Or it's the Valley, but the Valley would be like, Glendale's not us, because the Valley is deep. Like, San Fernando is such a heart of the Valley. Santa Clarita, maybe. I feel like.
I think it is part of.
My move out there.
Part of it, but.
Yeah.
It's still nice to Six Flags.
Oh, like, no, 661.
Oh, it is 661.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so they're not. So they're not 818ers.
No. We'll take Six Flags, though.
We'll take Six Flags, though.
Is Six Flags a neutral zone?
Nah, I think fools be fighting at Six Flags.
Oh, they fight all the time. Yeah, Universal. My dad got in a big ass fight at Universal Studios like 20
so
years
theme
ago.
Parks are not off limits.
Oh, no.
Really?
I think if you're with your kids. Theme parks are off limits unless you're like one of those scandalous parents. But like, let's say I see my enemy at Universal Studios, mm-hmm. and I happen to be, let's say, with Letty and Vic, and they're with their kids. I'm not gonna go trip on the enemy while he's with his kid.
Okay, good.
Like, because what the fuck, we're with the kids. The kids are. That's why it gets me mad when I see fools like, or like when ladies start arguing with each other in front of their kids, and like, that's like scandalosa shit, fool. Like,
yeah. But if you catch them dolo and you're dolo in Harry Potter world,
but even doing. But I might, if I might
have to sit next to each other.
If I might have to do a fucking Hadava Kedavra. Yeah, I know. People that don't know what Hadava Kedavra means. Okay,
that's the killing spell.
Okay, crucio.
Yeah, is that the one that makes it
like torture?
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, like even like bro, I would hope. I know there's fools that are out of pocket, but I would hope, like, if I'm, like, with my girl at a movie theater and my enemies catch me lagging, I would hope they give me the pass. Like, hey, boy. Yeah. Like, you're lucky you with your girl right now. Because if you weren't. But I've run into people I don't like with their girls while I'm driving. And I've literally been like, nah. Because she had nothing to do with it, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, that's I just think that's out of pocket. And everybody, I know fools that are scandalous. Yeah. I have homies that have done some scandalous shit. But me personally, if they're with their mom, their girl, sister, like, especially if they're with kids, out of pocket.
So you guys just squint at each other? Like,
no, like, I wouldn't even, I would like, sometimes I've seen them and they haven't seen me. And I'll be like,
how you doing?
No, I was in the whip. Oh, okay. Tense it up, you know what I mean? And I've been like, and I was like, oh, nah, he's with his girl. Like, what the fuck? Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
You gotta be smarter.
Growth. Yeah.
That's growth. It's growth. Growth.
What do you think is the most cholo car that isn't like blatant? I'm not talking like.
Oh, I know.
Like a Civic.
I already know.
It's a Toyota Camry.
No.
what is it?
Their baby mama's Nissan Altima.
I was gonna say Altima too. You know what else I was thinking? The Monte Carlo. To me, those always seem like
the Crown. I think the Crown, well, the one that looks like the cop car, the old cop car, yeah. The Crown.
If somebody's driving a Monte Carlo in 2022, like.
Oh no, Impalas.
They want trouble.
Yeah. Impalas.
The gray ones. But the newer or the older? Because let's not credit like old school cars. Like no old school cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So new Impalas.
I would say like
Chargers.
No, Infinities now. I think Infinity, that was a new Cholo thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're shouting out everyone's car.
For the Q50s.
Oh, the Q50s. Okay. That's, they got a little bit more money right there.
Yeah. I would think Impalas.
They're like 2005
Impalas? Or Tahoes.
Ooh.
Damn, bro.
The Yukons, the all bro, that
because I ain't going to lie. I've been caught lacking by a Tahoe before. I knew it was
coming.
Oh, that's
scary.
It was
an
03, though, huh?
It was like a Tahoe with little rims. And everything was tinted, and I just hear the, you know, because the Tahoes, you could put big systems.
Yeah.
You got like 215s back in that bitch. I used to have a Tahoe, remember, Vic?
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a Tahoe.
Wow. Yeah.
What a badass system.
Yeah.
It would look busted in the outside, but on the inside, just know it was cracking. It is a club, but you get caught by a Tahoe, just know it's like, because you could fit like 30 fools in there.
Yeah,
the Tahoes?
You see a Tahoe, run. Like, just start jogging. Like, fuck it, it's good for your health.
Yeah, fuck a Tahoe. Fuck that. That shit was scary. And they're burnt.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. I was thinking like, never mind. Okay. We have to apologize. I'll go first.
For the football shit.
I'm sorry that I said Rams versus Raiders. And I'm sorry that the Raider fan didn't correct me. I'm also sorry that our intern that's here to correct us didn't correct us.
It's on you, Juan.
Yeah.
It's on you, Juan. Raiders! I saw the Raiders.
To look at, but
look, I got a lot of hateful DMs about, like, you stupid ass, you didn't know.
For they revoked this card.
No, they didn't. Only because we won. They were like, it's okay, we won, fool. Don't worry about it. Whoever we played, we would have won. And I'm like, that's right, homie. But no, honestly,
we like hella big up the Raiders. If anything, that Loki kind of showed us how much we don't give a fuck about the Chargers. Yeah, because if we really thought it was Raiders and Rams, like,
yeah.
Sorry, shout out the Raider. Shout out Raider. Shout out the Raiders for just like having to be just literally all like, I ain't gonna lie, this last week, I almost bought a Raider jacket.
Mm. Ooh, that's growth right there.
It was growth in my head just to, it's a dope culture thing. You know?
It is. Yeah, it is. No, I agree, because I was I've been thinking about it.
You're thinking about buying a Raider?
No, I've been thinking about it because I'm like.
You came in Raider colors.
Oh, green and black. Raiders!
Is that a hat?
Let me know if you want to join the nation.
Look. Well, I don't know if you're the way in, Vic, because I know they're mad at you.
It's cool. No, okay. All right,
let's shake hands real quick. Just slowly. Just slowly shake hands.
Raiders! Skull down. Right?
Skull
down. Fuck with the Vikings no more.
No, because I've been thinking about it. Like, goddamn, like, I tuned out of, like, NFL because of the stuff that was happening with Kaepernick. It's been really tough to kind of just maneuver that. But I was always a Vikings fan initially because they have the Laker colors, because I like Moss and Culpepper together, because there's rap songs that mention it, like Catch a Bee Running, like Randy Moss, which is one of my favorite rap songs. But then I'm like thinking like, damn, it must be so cool to be a Raider fan. And the way that I am so passionate, even when I'm wrong, apparently, I feel like
Raiders.
Yeah,
that's us.
Right?
Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's us.
The Bad Boys.
Yeah. But then I need to know, like, what does it take to be a Raider fan? Like, what's the initiation?
Four
like?
Fights.
Yeah, no, I feel like I probably got to get jumped by some Raider girls.
Look,
or some shit.
The thing about the Raiders
is. Or down to 40.
Even when we're wrong, we could have been right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even if we lost, we could have won.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But even when we win, we could have lost.
Yeah.
That's what a Raiders is about. You feel me?
And then Raiders just go through so much in life.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like their coach is a piece of shit or whatever situation is. Their players always somehow happen to do just some dumb shit.
Yeah.
They have and then they have like a super cool, like mellow quarterback that happens to be good.
Yeah.
And his last name is Carr. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
who has more cars and than anybody in the NFL? The Cholos with car clubs and they're Raider fans.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Dick's dad's in a car club. Facts. Is he a Raider fan?
Yeah.
Like, see what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I think, like, as somebody that's trying to grow in life, mm-hmm. I might get beat up by my homies, but I might have to travel to the Raider side. I might just have to go. I might have to go to a game. And you feel me? Like, I love the color.
Raiders!
You feel me?
You
feel me? I love the color black. Man. It makes me look skinny. You get what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with the jersey.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people can never deny how hard a Raider jersey, a Raider jacket, any Raider gear looks at any time, and it's all so like just vintage, classic. Like you can wear one from the 1960s, wear one you just bought, all looks dope.
You know what else I like about the Raiders too? Like, you know how we were saying Chargers fans in San Diego, they don't fuck with the move or everything.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, no matter where the Raiders go, L.A. Raider fans are always going to be Raider fans, right? It's not dependent on what team is in our city.
Yeah.
A lot of people are choosing to go for the teams that are in the city now. I know Rams were previously out here, but, like, that's kind of going to be dictating why they're fans. Whereas Raider fans, it's like, no, we're going to be their fan if they're up in Oakland or if they're in Vegas.
Yeah, the Oakland fans, they were sad about them moving, obviously, but everybody looks at the new stadium.
Yeah.
That's the place they should be. You know, they should have a top-notch stadium. Like, I went to the stadium earlier this year for a WWE event, and I was just in there, big Raider placards everywhere. Like, this is the Raiders' home. And it's dope as fuck.
And then, you know what's crazy? Like, exactly. Like, I shout out Cypress. He fucking, for the homie's a Cowboys fan. And he was arguing with Cypress's dad. Cypress like, you ever seen the Cowboys play? I've been to Oakland. I've been to Vegas. And I went to L.A. Have you gone to Dallas? He was so passionate. But his name's Eddie. Shout out Eddie Moe. And shout out Cypress's dad. And you could see the passion in Raider fans.
Yeah.
And nobody likes them, but they don't care. They walk with. And Raider fans, it's some baddies that are Raider fans.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's fact.
So if a baddie going to love me more for being a Raiders fan, I might have to move to that side of town. Dude.
And honestly, she'll be used to disappointment.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just like, never mind, I won't be a Raiders fan.
Like, I was like, prime example, I was watching the game and I'm like, oh yeah, hell yeah, we're going up. And then they do one wrong thing, I'm like, that's some fucking Raider shit. Like, I'm getting so mad. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, what happened? I'm like, just some Raider shit. Like, it's okay, it'll pass.
And it makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then we end up winning the game, and what I loved is that we won the game and sent their asses home. Mm-hmm. Like, we could have tied. But that's not the Raider way. That is not what Raiders do.
There was a moment where the Raiders could have just been like, let's both go to the finals. Let's take it
to the playoffs. Yeah.
To the playoffs.
Kick them off the fucking ledge.
And I like how Raider fans, they're so passionate. Like, and when the you know, for the Flicks are always better when the Raiders win. It's always like a surprise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine Raider win the Super Bowl this year. We have to become Raider fans.
Never.
Yeah.
We have to.
That would be fine.
Oh. No, it's quiet.
Oh, Mr. Green Bay.
Keep dreaming, man.
Have you ever been to Green Bay?
It's good to dream.
It's good to dream. You for sure can't go with us tailgating at the Raiders. We'll be like, where's that fucker in the back that said it's good to dream, man?
Cheesehead, eh?
So this is our call to Raider fans. I don't know. We gotta do some shit. There has to be some sort of
initiation?
We can't just get by.
Okay.
Like, now we're Raider fans.
Vic was raised a Raider fan, so Vic's already.
Are you down? Because Loki, you kind of looks some what Rams.
I'm tilted out today. We're about to go to the airport. You know, I gotta be comfortable.
Oh.
But just know.
Are you down to be a Raider fan against like Rams fans and Chargers fans in LA?
I'm not down to be a Raiders fan, like super initiated. But
I think you have. I think there's no in between.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
I just when I go to the. Well, fuck, when I go to the tailgating at the Raiders, how are you guys going to cheer me? Like, I don't want to just, you feel me? Like,
I feel like you're...
come here, boo. Like, you feel me? Like, I want there to be a baddie, bring me a beer, and she's like, chug it with me.
Shotgun this fuck.
And then invite me to the carne asada.
But then her man might come after you, too.
And then that's going to be my initiation. Yeah. Try to get my lady, and now we got a squabble, eh? Shout out the Raiders fans for being passionate as fuck.
Yeah, we apologize.
And your guys' fan bases would grow if you guys were Raider fans. That's all I got to say.
Facts.
It's like a little, you know? Like, yeah, Cypress is like probably the biggest Raider fan I know. But, like, a lot of people fuck with him because he's a Raider fan.
Yeah.
And then it's like a conversation started. Like, you go for the Raiders? Me too. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like super, oh, it's like, yeah. Super dope.
I like this. I like this. Okay. We're Team Raider Bonding. Family featuring over there.
Shout out my brother. He's a Raider fan.
All right. This is really sad. I remember I saw this on the news, and it was so sad to just watch this young man. I think he was 19 years old, a Taco Bell employee who had just seen his dad get shot and die over a fake dollar bill, a fake $20 bill. And what's fucked up is the news story I saw said that him and his dad were in, I think it was South Central, I think it was on mm-hmm. Avalon.
Like on the clock?
Yeah. They were, it was like around 11 p.m. Someone pulled up to the drive-thru and the son was at the drive-thru and he tried giving him a fake $20 and he's like, nah, he brings his dad. They're like, nah, we're not going to take this. The person that was in the car starts shooting and strikes the dad in the heart and he dies immediately. And so the son sees this and this video is him outside of the like the scene and one of his friends is there trying to console him, but he's shaking. He's visibly like just went through the worst thing that anyone could ever go through. And I'm sure that that is piled up with guilt that maybe I should have let this guy go, or maybe like we always think of what we should have done in that moment. And then the people got away. So they're still out looking for the people that actually shot and killed the dad. I know there's been a GoFundMe set up for him. I want to get his name right just so that we...
Alejandro Garcia.
Yeah, he was 40. He was 41 years old.
He was young, bro.
And he took on... I think this... They said that he often took extra shifts at Taco Bell to not leave his son alone and to, like, help with the family and stuff. So this was one of the shifts that he took on. Wow. He didn't need to. And yeah, his son, 19-year-old, just saw his dad, and that's how it went out. Like, that's really fucked up.
That's so sad. And honestly, it hit home because I used to work at Taco Bell. Mm. I used to work the drive-thru.
Damn.
You know, all these late hours. I used to work till 2, 3 in the morning. And it was in a sketchy part of town, too. It was like, we would get some weird shit all the time. Like, thankfully, nothing like that. But yeah. I know the type of people that work at Taco Bell. You know, I worked with them. It's really humble people that are... just here to feed their family and go home. A lot of times relatives will work there together. Mm-hmm. That's just so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. The fact that, you know, people are losing their life over a fake $20 bill, whatever the case is, like his motivation is just like, it's just disgusting to hear about, you know, ongoing violence. And it's just sad. It's just super, super sad. You know, my heart goes out to,
the family, the son,
you know, everybody involved. Just the workers, it's like, who wants to go to work the day after that?
Taco Bell, pay for the funeral.
I know they reached out. I think they did a statement about them, of course, working with authorities as far as, like, the surveillance and everything and, like, reaching out to the family and stuff like that. There's a GoFundMe set up, too, and it's just, it's so sad because when I look at the guy that passed away, he looks like one of our tios. Like, he looks like us. The son looks like one of us. Like, that shit was just tripping me out. And I don't think we're supposed to see certain things, especially him seeing his dad pass, but I don't think we're supposed to see when he was sitting down shaking.
Yeah.
Like, I think crosses
the line of privacy.
And it's like, damn, that was probably the worst moment of his life, and it's getting shot and replayed. Yeah. But when I saw it, it's like, oh my God, I can't escape that vision. It was nothing gory. It was nothing like extra.
It was just hell of emotion.
Him shaking like he couldn't even get up because of what just happened.
Yeah.
Really, really sad, guys. I wish there was more in those moments. You like wish you could do more, but it's literally like we just hope that whoever did it gets brought to justice. We hope that they're found. We hope that that family just knows. I don't know, because even then, that's a lifelong trauma. It's not like I lost my dad. It's I saw my dad die.
Like, yeah. And just him just working.
Yeah.
And that's just loser shit, fool. It was like, look, if fuck, the money wasn't even real.
Yeah.
Take that, fool. When people used to give me fake money, I pull a look, I used to be like, dog, they used to just be like, just drive off. Like,
just leave.
Fool. Like, don't fucking, you know you could do federal prison time for a fake bill, right?
Yeah.
I just hope you know that. Like, And the guy would just probably tell, and I remember Polo, the policy was like, we can't give it back to you.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that the policy. You probably asked for your bag, and they're like, no. But that's just me speculating.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, what would get that person mad of getting caught?
Yeah, Polo Loco used to be like, we can't give it back to you. Mm-hmm. It's fake. Obviously, sometimes the machines could have been wrong. Like, I remember when people used to bring, like, the new bills, like, when the new bills came out, they used to be like, oh, it's fake. And they'd be like, bro, I just literally took it out the bank, mm-hmm. and then which I would, oh, okay, the markers, you know, yeah. just sometimes, but. Dog, like, it was a $20 bill. Like, fool, take the fucking no.
Yeah.
It was fake. Get the fuck, like, oh, my God. The guy was just fucking working, trying to meet.
Yeah.
Like, fool, go, like, I'm pretty sure whoever had the gun, he probably on some bullshit. Yeah. You have the same energy with your enemies, dog. Not with this fucking, not with Alejandro Garcia, where he's probably making ends, trying to work with his son.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the thing. It's like.
That's out of pocket.
It's always, like, the people, like, when shit happens to our street vendors, when shit happens to, like, literally, like, our elderly in our community, it's like, dog, they're not even here for that.
And they're not a threat
they're
to your life.
They're not with the bullshit at all.
They're literally just trying to make some money and feed their family and go home.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah,
that sucks, fool.
Yeah.
So, our hearts go out. Rest in peace.
And we can probably put the GoFundMe on the link.
Yeah, put the GoFundMe. The description. All of that. But I feel like that even that's, like,
yeah, I know, but it's just like.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
Duno, your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Pause. No, but like.
No, I get it. I understand because I can see
what's going on with your mom.
Bro, so my grandma was in town. My mom and her sisters, they went through a lot, like where they were like super duper poor, super like they didn't go up past the fifth grade, sixth grade. Mm-hmm. They were working at, like, in the third, second grade and shit like that, right? So it's the funny conversation is, like, where they don't have that crazy relationship, right, with their moms and shit, like. And my sister, my grandma was, right before she left back to Mexico, she left, like, a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. My sister went to go visit my grandma at my aunt's house. And, you know, when you meet, like, a grandma or somebody that knows your mom prior to you being alive or born,
yeah.
You have so many questions, like, how old is my mom? Was she bad as fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where do I get it from?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So, as you guys know, I'm a fighter, you know, I'm a tiger or whatever. I have fun. I've bullshitted before.
Yeah.
So, my sister told me that, my sister called the group chat and was like, mom, and my mom's so confused, right? And happens sometimes my sister's one of my sisters too busy. Happens to all of us hop on the group chat call on the FaceTime. And then my sister's like, and this is my sister Cookie, the one that we called on the phone. Yeah. She's a fucking clown, fool. She does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And she's like, bro, you gotta know my mommy's. And then over there, everybody that just runs in a group is called the Pandilla. Mm-hmm. It's not even a gang. It's just like the brown bag or the gang. Pandilla de la
gang.
Brown bag.
The gang over there.
Yeah, like
bring the gang along.
Yeah, bring the homies along.
Yeah.
So my mom used to be in a pandilla. My sister forgot the name. But they used to call my mom La Maciza. And if you guys know what that means, it's like an ass whooper. Like, but it's like a clown. Like, it's like Maciza thing doing the masa. Like, you know, yeah.
I thought Maciza is like, ooh, this is Maciza.
I think, but to me, So, bro, and if you guys see my mom, she's like 4'11".
Yeah.
And, like, the sweetest thing in the world.
Wow, your name should have been Maciza.
Maciza.
I like that for you.
But, bro, so we found out that one of my aunts was about to squabble. And this is, like, my aunt that's, like, if you ever, like, this is an aunt that's probably, like she was scary. Mm. And that she was about to squabble. And then that somebody said, oh, no pelees con ella. Don't fight with her. Because I love Maciza's sister.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, my mom used to hold weight in the hoods of LDF. That shit was so funny to me.
And then
I'm the one that lives with my mom. So after we got on the car, she was in her room. She's like, es Alejandra, exagera, exagera. Bro, I've been calling her, like, just talking shit. She's like, huevos, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, bro, that shit was true.
So basically,
I got it from my mama.
Yeah.
She used to do what you do now.
Yes. Yeah, and then,
that's so fucking dope.
And then I asked her, and she's like, we were poor, so I used to beat up girls for money.
Oh.
But they were like in middle school, like I guess you would say the middle school age.
Well, she was in middle school too. Okay.
They were young. They were young. Like,
was she
like,
young?
My mom was young. Okay, okay. No, my mom wasn't old.
Beating up on kids.
It's fast. It's fast.
Now my mom was already in. And yeah. So my mom crossed the border like at 17. So
oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, I guess she used to beat up.
That is hilarious.
I was like, fool, you're a fucking girl crying me.
I wonder how many pesos it took.
I know. It was probably a little bit.
Hilarious.
That's funny. Shout out to my sister.
Yeah, she was getting money and beating girls up.
I'm like, bro, because my mom, when she squares up with me, she kind of like she like
she
has,
knows.
Like she has like a little form to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she be like when I like be trying to pump pick her, she doesn't flinch. So now I know she had her squabble up, G.
You ain't scaring her.
Nah, I ain't scaring
this
her.
This whole time you thought you got it from your pops and it was your mom?
It was your mom.
That fool was a loke. But I'm like, but that fool would never, like they would argue, but I think he knew that my seesaw would have came out of her.
Hey.
I ain't gonna lie, one time I did see him make her flinch. Like, he went like that, and he flinched, and we were on him. But we're like clowning as a family, like everybody's clowning, and my mom made my dad flinch. Like we were like, you know, every once in a while. And, yeah. Blue Moon, he was sober, and we probably had like a little bit of family time. They bought like little Caesars or something. But yeah, shout out to my sisa for doing her shit.
That's awesome.
And my sisa.
Yeah. Do you have a nickname in your family? I think we've talked about this, but I just want
to
know.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
I like when I was little, it's going to age me. There was a song, it's like, the butterfly, nuh-uh, that's old. Let me see you, Tootsie Roll. The Tootsie Roll song?
Yeah.
So my mom used to call me Tootsie, like Tootsie Roll, but then it turned into Tucci, like because it just got shortened, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So they would call me Tucci.
Shout out Mexicans for making everything a nickname. Yeah.
That's a cool name.
No, no.
Googly Bear. Just kidding.
People still call me that to this day.
Because is your dad Vic?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's not my dad's name, so... I never, no, just Vic. I was just always Vic.
Do you regret giving your son your name?
No, I like it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Vic, tell us about your past life at Bank of America.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't Bank of America. It was...
a bank.
Yeah, it was. I worked at a lot of banks. I worked at Chase. I worked at Wells Fargo. I worked at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Fucking scammer.
California Republic
Bank. Just kidding.
Yeah, I worked at like 4 different banks.
Wow, you're hood hopping banks.
For sure.
You're a slut in the bank world.
Trying to get some more money. That's right. So I started as a teller. Then I was like a personal banker. And so I dealt with a lot of these overdraft fees, people coming in like, mm-hmm. Oh, why you guys take money from me, my account, da 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 da. So yeah, when I seen this story, the story mm-hmm. that's going out in the news is that Bank of America dropped their overdraft fees from, I believe, $35 mm-hmm. to $10 because they made how many billion?
Like $1 billion.
$1 billion.
And most of their revenue is now for fees. It's not even people putting something.
Investing in their money. Yeah, so this is what I always told people, and this is like brown bag business. like, you have to be really careful. So let's say you have a lot of times bankers encourage you open a checking and a savings account, right? And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's financially responsible. Well, if you get even one fee on your savings account, $5 a month, you wouldn't make that up in like 3 years mm-hmm. in interest. So it's really like when people say, oh, it's just a scam. That's just a scam. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? People have to be conscious of that. If you don't have money to put in your savings, don't open a savings account. Right. Don't open any accounts that are going to charge you any fees. There's plenty of banks that don't charge any fees for a monthly checking account, or there's ways to waive the fees. Wells Fargo, I think you have to use your debit card like 10 times in a month. Certain banks, you have to just have like $100 balance in there or just have a direct deposit. It's crazy how much these fees can add up. They really mm-hmm. add up all the time. If you get charged one $35 fee in a year, that's more interest than you would have earned, you know, if you had $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, even $10,000 in the bank the whole year. So got to be very mindful of that. Avoid those fees. And when you get the fees, go to the bank. Harass the guy that probably looks like me and go tell him, yo, reverse this fucking fee or I'm going to leave your bank and let me talk to the manager. And you just have to fight for it, because the more annoying the customer was, just be like, fuck it, just give him this shit. You know, like, let's get him the fuck out of here.
Wait, were you the guy when you walk in is like, you're cashing a check? Oh, yeah, you could use this right here?
I would do that sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Fire.
It was
okay.
Like, yeah, it depended. Like, it was called, what the fuck was it called? I don't know, being in the lobby or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was we had to take turns. So it would be like an hour here and then an hour, like, and you spent the rest of the time at your desk or whatever. Everybody kind of had a turn. You had to make sure people were in going in the right line and shit.
I really like going to Bangs. It's always fresh in there and it's quiet.
It was really chill working in there.
You worked in many banks. How many years were you in the bank business?
From 19 to till they fired me in 2018. Yeah. So.
You didn't give us a year, so you went from.
I know, I'm trying to think.
You went your age and then you gave.
I know, I'm trying to think. Probably like 5-6 years.
Okay, did you ever get like anything scary happen?
Not like any like robberies. Mm-hmm. A few times, like, cops pulled up, like, because somebody, like, accidentally hit an alarm or somebody called some shit, and they were, like, they came and, like, what's going on? We're, like, nothing. What the fuck? What else? There were some times where, like, people came in and, like, tried to cash a fake check, and then we would be, like, oh, yeah, just wait while we verify it. And then we just call the cops, and they're, like, hey, what the fuck? And they get arrested. That's pretty cool. You know, like, to see, just to, like, all right, cool, some action, you know? Nothing too crazy though, honestly. Sometimes, you know, some bums wander in and start making some noise and don't want to leave, or they'll just start yelling shit at you, like, you motherfucker, blah, blah. And you're just like, all right, please leave or else we have to call the police. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty chill. I worked in the last place I worked in, it was in Belmont Shore in Long Beach.
Oh.
So it's like a Second Street, super like nice part of town. So honestly, it was pretty cool.
What's the most money you've seen in a bank account?
It was probably when I worked at Farmers and Merchants. I seen Trump's account because he had an account with them.
Damn.
So like, because it was because it had a very old school system. It was called like DOF. You know, in the Matrix when all the shit is like green and black, it was like that. It was an old school bank. They didn't have like the newer shit.
Yeah.
So there was no way of like tracking what you were doing since it was so old.
Right.
So you could just literally search anybody like Donald Trump. You just see it pop up. Damn. Search like anybody.
How much money did he have?
Let me see. Wait, was that going to be a federal offense?
No.
This is all.
Number one.
Allegedly.
No, yeah. No, I was saying you can look up a network.
How would you feel a fucking random person?
We're going to New York. He's going to go missing.
How much money you make?
Never mind. Trump has $0.
If someone goes into the bank with a ripped dollar, can you give him a fresh dollar?
Yeah, because we have a thing called mutilated money, and we'll take it, and then we put it in the mutilated, and then we get, like, regular money back from, like, the federal department or whatever.
Wow, so cool. Yeah. Every time I have, like, a ripped arm, I'm like, fuck, it doesn't work.
But it has to be, like, it can be, like, ripped and stuff, but it can't mutilated. Be missing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like,
it can't
be missing a piece where we don't see, like, the serial.
Then I get the other one, I give the other half to another bank, I get
$2. Yeah, you can't do that, yeah.
Did you ever get caught in the vote? Like, you know, is that a real thing?
No, but one time I think we, because you have to set the vault.
You guys left somebody there?
No. No, I think one time we set it for too many hours, and we couldn't open it for, like, a day while we were working. Because it was closed for too many hours. Like, we came back to, you know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be, like, closed for 48 hours, let's say. And we did it for 72.
Instead.
So we came on Monday, and we couldn't open it until the timer was up.
Yep. Damn. Does money ever smell?
Yeah, hell yeah, all the time.
Because there's a smell of money, but is there, like, other bad stuff?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, there would be some money that smelled.
Stripper money.
Probably. It was just weird. Like, people, you don't know where people put money and shit. Mm-hmm. Where it comes from, all that shit. Where it was next to.
Where it was saved, all that
shit. And we would always, like, throw it in the money counter or whatever. And then I always thought about, like, all the, like, dust and nasty dirt that would just go in your nose while you're.
While it's counting.
And just, like, you know?
Damn, bad. That's real shit.
Fuck Sam's.
Yeah.
Yo, did you ever try to holler at a girl when you seen her bank account?
Oh, for sure. What? Yeah. Oh, look,
what if she's hot,
take care of me.
But her bank account
is low.
Sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's a turnout for sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you want me to reverse how many overdraft fees?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, this is like the second time you do this, baby girl. You got to get your life together. And like, they can't lie to me. I'm just like, I don't think you got other accounts anywhere. Or it would just make me think like,
he's a piece of shit.
It would just make me think like, okay, like, I don't have to do much to impress this girl. She has $4 in our account.
Have you guys been recognized by... What is that? It looks good.
Should be happy with a Happy Meal, goddammit.
This is a Hydro Flask. Remember I told you?
No, I know. What's inside? Oh, yeah.
Water. America. But it's like really cold water. Okay. That's like the thing. No. Fool, come on. We've literally ate the same burrito, right? Right?
I'm going to keep drinking. I'm going to ask you guys, have you guys been recognized by your banker?
Yeah. Now I feel weird now.
Oh, well, we were
that's a good question.
Together.
Yeah. No, but I've been recognized, like, I went to, like, a random, like, because I have well, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Go in the system. Do knows world.
Search Do knows world.
I went there, and then the guy was like, oh, yeah, let me just pull up your Do knows world. And I'm like, damn. Don't steal my money, G.
No, I don't really go to the bank too often anymore.
Oh, this does taste really good.
But the other day I was at a barbershop, like, in Lakewood. And, like, that's far. You know what I'm saying? It's not, like, if it's over here, I would understand. And it was 9 in the morning. And I was getting my son a haircut. And then I was getting breakfast. And I was like, hey, anybody want anything? And they were like, nah, we're good. And then the guy in the chair, I didn't know him. And he's like, yo, Vic. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, bro had blue hair. And I'm just like, oh, he's a rapper. For sure. Like, I'm like, but I don't know him, you know? And then so I came back and he's like, oh, you don't remember me, bro, but we met. And then I was like, oh, shit, I actually do remember. You are cool, like, you know? But it was just like, what the fuck? I'm in Lakewood, like, getting recognized? That was a little weird. Because it was just, it's a low-key barbershop. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a Hollywood Melrose barbershop or nothing like that. So, yeah, that happened like yesterday.
We got to give some shout-outs. The guys are off to New York. Vic and Duno take New York.
It's fucking brink outside.
Pete. So by the time you watch this, they're gonna be doing shenanigans.
Oh yeah, we'll be in Dykeman smoking hookah. Man, fucking
just,
hurt.
Man, just fucking know I'm gonna get a top tee to fucking knock you away, B.
Have you never been to New York?
I've never been.
Oh, okay.
Just know I got some Tim's it. On, B.
We you bought some Tim's.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been twice.
Okay.
I'm just trying to go out there and meet a girl that's just gonna be like, "What's your fat ass up? Wanna go on a date or what, B?" And I'm like, fuck yeah, you feel me? I'm with the bullshit.
Girls are mad aggressive about
I'm trying to like kick a big ass rat, walk by my feet, you know what I mean? Meet Donatello, you get what I mean? I'm trying to walk down and just scream, suck my penis. I was gonna say the D word.
But I wanna see how Duno does on a train.
Oh, what do you mean? I've been on trains here plenty of times.
It's a different type of train.
It's
in
pretty
New York.
Different.
I don't know. I heard. I've seen some shit where like.
Because I'm hearing like over there in New York, it's gonna be like motherfuckers with briefcases and everybody like, and then all walks of life in the same train.
Over here's more bums.
Yeah.
Well. And tigers. No offense.
Nah, yeah, for sure. But you know what I mean? I'm trying to be over there and just I just don't want like I don't want to be hella drunk after leaving like a bar or something. Well, Maximo is going too.
Yeah, Maximo's going too. Yeah.
Shout out Ron's old ass in the back.
Ron's old ass.
He's
probably been packing for 3 hours.
Yeah, you know what I mean? What packing hella wigs.
I'm not going to lie. He's got some out there. Some biddies.
I know. Yeah. So just know.
Keep him away from me, please.
Yeah. Me too. Game.
No, I feel it.
We saw that.
Yeah, and it trips me out because to me, he's Ron.
He's a cold dog.
Yeah, but just know I'm hella excited. But damn, Josh, you're down bad today with the phone.
What's going
just
on?
Throw it away, bro. But just know I'm hella like, so if I don't want to be drunk, because you feel me, we're finna go to some like Spanish Harlem. I don't want to be drunk. Leave me Spanish Harlem to go somewhere else. And I'm like hella asleep, hella drunk, and then like a rat crawls up on me. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna come home.
You know what's funny is that I went twice. And people are like, oh, you seen rats and stuff? Like, honestly, I don't remember seeing rats.
Wow. Somebody told me they're rather like fucking dogs over there.
I don't think it's as dirty as people make it seem.
Depends where you go, probably.
I mean, yeah.
Have you been to New York, Letty?
Where do you go? Yes, many times.
I go to the real New York. I go to Soho. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to be in the Bronx.
Hold on, you live there?
Yeah, for Genius. I lived there for a month and a half to like.
Oh, fire.
To when I started working at Genius.
I thought you were telling him, like, the Genius.
Oh, no, at Genius, sorry.
At Genius, that's fire.
That's super dope.
Oh, your homie that be talking shit about the city lives out there, huh?
B Dot?
Chill out.
No, not B Dot. No, I'm talking about it in a funny way because, you know, you say you've never seen lowriders before.
Yeah, it's B Dot.
Okay. B-Dot, yeah. I'm about to go over there and judge the fuck out of that city.
Do that.
When I hop off the train. Smells like pizza.
No, get ready. And no, it smells like pee.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's downtown LA too, you know?
Ah, fuck. Charlie, the city alone.
Whose pee smells worse?
That I was about to say, I think their pee smells worse.
Yeah, I think their pee smells worse because it's like in a tunnel, like in the trains, like mm-hmm. right in downtown. It's open space. You can at least like get away from it.
You know what? Probably I went in the summer, and I heard it's just so beautiful and everything. I had a great experience in the summertime. I went in the fall. It was not so great of an experience. Now we're going in the winter, and I'm already hearing it's 27 degrees out there.
Maximo, the whole time, hey, fool, just know it's cold, fool. So, you know, I have to send, because Vic was at the Tim's shop, and I was like, hey, give me some Tim's, B. Yep. Word of my mother.
Yeah. Facts.
That ass. I didn't get Tim's.
If you guys have new Tim's, it's also going to be a problem.
Yeah, we got
to break Because New Yorkers, low-key, they're just loyal to Tim's. It's not because Tim's are good. It's like us with Chuck sometimes, like when they're like, Chucks are not necessarily comfortable, but they're our shoe. Like, we're going to rock with him. But you also got to break them in, right?
Yeah.
Tim's, you got to break them in.
You got to break them in, yeah.
You don't make them look cool. They look cool with, like, being all, like, loose, but then you're going to walk stupid as fuck.
I just don't want
to
be, like...
So you have to be tight. Like, you got to make them tight. Like, it's going to look stupid. You just got to... You got to pick one.
Or you look cool, or you be comfortable.
I'm excited. Maximo's going, so he could, like... Obviously, I'm going to have kind of a good time with Maximo.
Who made Maximo, like, the New York guy, though? Like, Maximo's Maximo still.
But Maximo is
he knows people out
there. I love, I'm not saying just Maximo is like just a cameraman, but just know people that work in the camera behind the scenes, like Josh and them, they're extra finesses when it comes to getting work done. Like, if there's a fucking Knicks game, Maximo's gonna figure out a way to get us in there. You get what I'm saying? And shout out to every cameraman that has finesse, Rolling Loud, and all that, because, or whatever situation it is. But I'm excited to be out there.
I'm excited for you.
I'm going to eat hella chopped cheese the fucking Naki way.
You're going to be cold.
You know
as
what
fuck.
I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a, you feel me?
And you're a Pisces, so if you fall in love with a girl, you're going to be so mad that you have to live away from her. And you're going to be so upset that she's like on a different time zone and everything.
Yeah.
You know, are you switching up that easy, Mr. Echo Park, Mr. Downtown LA, baby?
B, just know I'm out there, B. Just know I'm a...
Who
I'm
are
a,
you right now?
We're going to be at Mama Sushi going up. Just know that.
Just know I'm posting a picture every day of something I do, B. Just know it. Bro, I'm a FaceTime home when I'm in Times Square. Yeah, you can't travel. Mm. Bro, my mom's so excited for me. She's like, Nueva York. You know, it's a sueño, ¿verdad? And I'm like, facts.
Yeah.
I've never been somewhere that far.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What I'm not looking forward to is the plane ride.
Why?
But I paid extra to be in the emergency. She's like,
no, we're fine. We're going to do a red eye. We'll wake up over there.
Yeah. You're going to be good. You guys are going to have fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fucking cold. I hope you guys have jackets.
I bought a big Tim jacket.
You have jacket, right?
Just know I'm puffered up, B.
You got puffer?
Puffered up, B.
Yeah.
I need to see his outfit. I need to see his New York outfit.
Oh, my God. Just know over there, I might buy some shit with the fur. The fur one. And I might be over there like, whoop, dude.
Bitch, I'm outside of the movie.
And just know, since Maximo's coming, some of the brown bags is coming. You know, we have to take some brown bag flicks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to be with the Dominicana, papi, que lo que, que lo que.
Meeting new brown bag bags. Oh, wait, we have a podcast.
Oh, my God. We popping in LA, B.
Wow. Okay. And you coming to my city.
So damn. Happy for you guys.
Just kidding.
Just know my city, you know, where Tim's all day, B.
Call out.
It's beautiful this time of year.
So shout out to New York for having Duno and Vic and the brown bag guys there.
Yep.
And shout out to Vice.
Yeah.
For
shout out to Josh.
Featuring us.
Shout out Josh. You gotta clap it up for Josh.
Yeah.
Josh is so mad right now inside.
Josh's whole existence is in question right now, I feel like.
So Vice has a documentary about the Birds Aren't Real movement. And it's funny because ever since we talked about it, it must have been one of our first episodes.
Yeah.
We constantly get DM'd about the Birds Aren't Real, the van, and things that are going on. They talk about Josh a lot, too, because Josh does believe that birds are not real.
So
he's a changed man. He's a changed man.
He won't let the dream die.
And it all started, I remember we were driving to my house from a shoot, and he was like, how come you never see birds at night? Like, you never see birds sleep. And I'm like, they're in the trees, Josh. Like, yeah, and are they charging in those? Like, how come they don't get electrocuted when they're on the power lines?
Because they have to land with both feet at the same time.
It doesn't fit. It's because they are electronic and they're charging up there. Okay?
Little Tesla.
So the creator of Birds Gone Wild.
That's another one.
Fuck, birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
And they're gone wild. he did this. He was talking to Vice, and he said, one day, me and my friends were driving across a protest, and I said, what if I write the stupidest thing on a piece of cardboard and just fucking pretend that I'm with them? And so he wrote, birds aren't real. But they videotaped it, and that went viral because there was an actual protest for something completely different. But because he was part of it and he was lifting up the cardboard sign, it went viral, and it started the movement of birds aren't real. He's saying, though, it's fake. So, Josh, what's going on?
I don't know. I think maybe the government was like, yo.
They threatened him?
Wait, you have way too much influence. Like, you gotta say you're lying. I don't know. I think that maybe there's been a case that there might be some fucking fake birds out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that all birds are not real. I'm just saying there's some out there.
And not like stuffed animal ones, right?
No. Like you mean, I'm just saying, I'm sure that they made
some have been replaced with drones, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Maybe. To blend in with the other real ones.
I'm saying I'm sure that there's been a mission before where they used that.
That's fire.
Interesting. So shout out to Vice for.
But yeah, they included us. That was cool.
What is it called? Like, yeah, including us in there.
Yeah, we were like in the first. And then it's funny
because it's like super dramatic music, and then Letty goes like, "So," like and that clip is like,
"Yo." And you had the full like a newscaster voice on that. I think that's why
I loved it. And then I was like, "That's a fire flex." Yeah. Fuck them for not giving us, because you know usually they go like, "Oh, Vio Brown bag in the bottom."
Yeah, like the credit.
You know.
Yeah.
But people knew.
People knew.
Shout out to all the people that knew.
That was hella dope. Waking up and then just seeing us on Vice. I'm like,
how much, like, fuck.
Random shit like that be happening to us. And I
wonder how many girls he got off the Birds Aren't Real movement. He had a girlfriend. I seen that he had a girlfriend.
Oh, the guy.
The guy.
I thought Josh.
Oh, yeah. But I can only imagine. Yeah. We're like, damn, he's so fine. I knew Burns weren't real. Like, can you imagine? Like, bro. Shout out him, because the way he played it out, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He's great at marketing.
Yeah.
So if any people want to hire him, he's the guy to hire. Oh, yeah. Him and his team.
He's moving on to something else. He's like, yeah, I'm done, like, talking about this. This has been, like, a fun thing. And honestly, he came from, I think, a small town in, like, Arkansas and made it this big and stuff like that. He was homeschooled. He had, like, a very, like, strange kind of upbringing.
Yeah, they were, like, super conservative in religion. Yeah. And they, like, definitely went through a lot, like, mental, like, emotional-wise. Shout out him for doing this shit. When I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, am I stupid? I somehow believed.
Shout out to him for trolling the world.
Yeah.
That's always cool.
Facts.
So before we go, we have some bad news to tell you.
We're taking a 2-week break.
We made it a point to do Thanksgiving and Christmas episodes so that you guys have something to watch while you're with your family or enjoying the holiday. But that means we still work during the holiday. So I think. We're like, you know what, let's just take it to episode 30 and take a little break and then come back with brand new stuff for you guys. So,
yeah. We'll miss you guys.
We're going to miss you guys.
But you guys we might drop some Once Upon a Time in the 8th.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have some content.
So you won't be completely left out. Yeah. We just, you know,
got some planning to do.
Real quick, fresh, and we're all kind of seeing like, okay, this shit's really working.
Yeah. Well, what if we vlog Brown Bag Boys and do some little vlogs.
Oh, yeah. I could do some shit off my phone and shit like that.
So maybe we could drop that to the YouTube.
Fucking videographer with
you. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Let's make it a point to, like, vlog, like, one day, like, us going to, like, Diamond and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we could drop that on the Brown Bag YouTube channel so they won't miss
it. Can we say the interview we have ready or no?
Do you want to? No, let's.
Let's just surprise them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. And even though I'm not there, I'm going to be there in spirit. We'll and I might send you guys some little surprises. Not girls. Don't worry. Might be some guys. But just make sure to capture that, too.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Sounds wait, good. Are you going to, like, let us meet, like...
I don't know.
Are you going to let us meet your famous friends?
But also, what we're going to miss while we're on break is the fight with the UFC fight. Brandon Moreno from TJ. He is... he's a UFC fighter. He's fighting the 22nd in Anaheim, and he's defending his title. He's the first UFC champ that's Mexican. And when he won, he was wearing the mouth guard was the Mexican flag. And I think he did the same thing like how Canelo goes, "Viva Mexico, cabrones." Like he did some shit like that too. So big up to you. We're rooting for you. It would suck for them to take it. back right after.
Yeah. But shout out him.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon Moreno.
And also randomly shout out Drunk Canelo because that shit was hilarious.
Drunk Canelo is hilarious.
I love Drunk Canelo.
I want to get drunk with bro.
Drunk Canelo the type to be like super serious when he's drunk. Yeah. What's up, way?
Yeah. And then he hits my, extra hard because he's like one of the strongest people in the world.
Drunk Letty aspires to be like Drunk Canelo.
Oh my God! Imagine Drunk Canelo trying to squab with you.
Oh. He would still win.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. He would definitely still win.
Canelo tried to fight me and the homies. Pack out. Yeah, pack him out. He got too many. Yeah. His squabbles is too crazy, G.
Yeah. That's it.
We'll be back, you guys.
Episode
in
30. Like 30. Catch us in New York.
Yep. Yeah.
Follow the guys on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Where did my mother be?
Dead ass.
This is insane. You guys need to chill. We're in L.A. based in L.A. Bias Podcast. Why are y'all flipping just because you got a trip to New York? You're supposed to represent Los Angeles in New York.
Oh, just know I'm L.A.'d up over there.
I got an L.A.
Oh, L.A.
They make L.A. puffer jackets?
Just know I went to downtown.
Okay, tell me about
and
it.
And I found a jacket that's like, has a bunch of L.A.'s.
This is what I like to hear.
Yeah, it has a bunch of L.A.'s.
Okay.
It's rhinestoned out. Like, okay. A bunch of different L.A.'s everywhere, different colors. And in the back it says, the Dodgers, rhinestone the fuck out and it's keeping me warm. And over it, I'm going to wear the homies hoodie. And on top, it's going to be a nice L.A. fitted that says Disfruta La L.A.
Okay.
And then just know I got the Tims on too, B.
Vic, are you New York Vic?
Or? I'm already New York Vic. I think I'm Puff Daddy already. You feel me?
And tell him what we're doing tomorrow.
We're going to Quad Studios.
Oh, that's where.
And you know what the first thing you said when I got in the car?
That's where Tupac
got. He was like, and guess what, fool? Tomorrow, that's where Tupac got shot.
That's where I booked the session, homie.
That's history.
Yeah, I'm hella hyped. Just see things like that. Like, it's funny. People want
to
go see the Statue of Liberty. Empire State Building. I want
to
go where Tupac got shot.
Yeah.
I want to see the Big Pun mural. I want to, you know what I'm saying? Those are things that interest me. So.
Yeah, bro, I want to go to Biggie's house. Like, I think there's a place where you can visit.
We are going to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You also don't get your hopes up too. How long are you going to be out there?
4 days.
4 days.
Okay. Brooklyn and Queens, and they're far. Very far.
Yeah.
Like, and then they have...
Is it like OC with LA?
No, it's far. Like, it's like if you went to the IE, but it's traffic and it's tolls. There's tolls. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as easy as it is for us because we can just hop on some shit and drive.
Yeah.
And are y'all renting a car or is it train?
Presidential, B. You know, I'm rolling with. Okay. You know, these. I'm poor. Yeah. It's a bubble.
Well, just be ready. Be ready. Yeah, he still needs to take a train, even though you're...
We definitely have...
Oh, no, I'm trying to, like, pass out drunk over there. Just know I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to eat.
No, you need the experience, though. You need to take the wrong train in the wrong... the right train in the wrong direction just so you know what...
And for some really reason, like. All the Mexicans I ever ran into in New York were all from Puebla. So get ready. Oh. And they have salvies out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Vocero de la gran puta, vos. ¿Dónde está Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Hey, vos y el Harlem.
My dad does that, salvies.
Hey, vos para allá. There's like 30 trains. Vos. Just know I'm excited.
Don't flip on us.
Bro, I'm not.
We're counting on. B-Dog watches this.
I'm already gone. Hey, B-Dog watches this, right? Of course.
Yeah, yes. I was out in New York, LA the fuck out. Okay, LA hat every day.
Okay, B-Dog, just know I'm going to keep all the cool shit to myself, but all my criticism about New York,
like,
I'm going to come in and I'm going to be like, pizza tasted like shit. The biddies were mad rude, B. My Tim's didn't work. Wrong. My Tim's ain't even work, B. I should have worn my tux. I should have worn my tux.
My feet.
I should have been Air Force the fuck out. Train smells like shit, B.
It does.
Train smells like Skid Row, but rich people in it, B.
They were smoking hookah on the one train. What the fuck?
Somebody tell me suck their D.
I'm going to hit him up.
Somebody tell me suck their D, and all I asked was for a hot dog. You know, I'm trying to do all of that.
Too many glizzies out there, B.
You feel me? But I am trying to do the woo. You feel me?
Yeah.
After 8 and 8 safe. B. I'm so excited. We out of here.
Bye.
Brown bag. Let D do know. Make sure you follow, subscribe, comment.
We'll be back.